I'd like to take this opportunity when I have the microphone, hopefully not to abuse the microphone, but to say a thank you to Southeast Church and to Pastor Steve. I was wrangling the twins back there for the first half, so if I repeat anything, forgive me. But I really wanted to be able to say personally what it means to all of us to have you gather us here. And thinking, Chris, what you said about the beginning, that mixture of joy in sorrow. I think, you know, Good Friday is kind of our funeral service, and at funerals there's some joy, or at least consolation, in that we get to be together. And so I feel that tonight. There's people who I haven't seen in a while, who I'm thankful to be able to share this moment in this season with. So thank you for hosting us. The seventh word comes from Luke 23, verse 46. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. This year, two things have happened that make me reflect on these words of Jesus from the cross in a new way. I became a foster parent, and my dad died. As a parent, I have now had hours and hours and hours of experience trying to get babies to fall asleep. I can sway, jostle, rock, shush, sing, and at times, I admit, cry, with the best of them, trying to get a child to go to sleep. And what I've learned through these experiences is that falling asleep is a really vulnerable thing. And it's not lost on me that the kiddos that come into our care, to them we are strangers. And it's scary to fall asleep in the arms of a stranger, to let your spirit rest enough so that your body can fall asleep. But we work hard to build trust with these kids in our care over time through consistency and through love. Jesus had this relationship of trust and love with his Father. We hear that trust come out in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus asks to not have to die at the hands of his accusers. He wants there to be another way. But he gives up his own will and trusts the will of the Father for him. This tender and loving parent-child connection that's revealed to us in the Trinity is what gives Jesus the ability to commend his spirit in his final moments to the Father's hands. Though I have shared an analogy of children falling asleep here, I'm acutely aware that this story is not about sleeping. This story, in this story, the end word, at least for a few days, is death. And death is the result of sin, and sin involves suffering and often fear. Over the course of 2 weeks during this past July, I watched my father make steps towards death. First with a fight, because he believed that life was still worth living. But when illness took further hold on him and his suffering increased, he let go. And with one deep last breath, he released his spirit into the hands of God. He finally rested in peace. But the buildup to that point was hard. It involved work. It involved pain. And such was Jesus' experience on the cross. I'm struck by the despair in that fourth word that you shared with us, Katie, where we hear, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It's the word that Mark recounts, Jesus saying, after the sky had gone dark from noon until three, and right before he breathes his last. In addition, Luke says that at this time, after the darkness and after the sun had failed, its light had failed, Jesus said, into your hands, Father, I commend my spirit. Could it be that these seemingly opposed sentences came out of the mouth of the same man somewhere around the same hour? It makes me wonder. Perhaps there's not much distance between feeling forsaken by God, when things are just so dark, when something as true as the light of the sun has failed, between that feeling of forsakenness and being able to trust God enough to fully release our spirit to Him. I'm personally really ready for Easter. I'm ready to remember that death and defeat are not the final word. But as I do my best, in the company of such great people, to wait for the coming celebration, I'm strangely heartened that Jesus understands what it feels like when you can't even trust the Son, that He knows what it feels like to feel forsaken, but still manages, through the strength of the unrelenting love of the Father, to trust and to rest in peace.